Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dreams. Wow. On our last installment, great insight was shared on how to more effectively say no. Absolutely not. I can't. I won't. Not at this time. It's not the right season. But how to be empowered by this two-letter word known as no. If you missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful, and of course, Coach Adams is biased. But this is what you, our global listening audience, has had to say. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share for about 40 minutes into our programming around today's subject, and then we will open up our program for audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. This, of course, always lends to an interactive environment. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. Shape up your perception to win. Do you know that as a man or woman thinks in their heart, thinks in their mind, so are they? Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to the show today, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a inbox message, a carrier pigeon, do whatever you need to do. If it's an email, whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We want to say thank you, and we extend our heartfelt gracious thanks for your support with expanding the outreach of Motivational Mondays. Shape up your perception to win. As we stated, as a man or a woman thinks in their heart, in their mind, so are they. As a man or woman perceives based on their thoughts, if you think you're nothing, you are absolutely nothing. But if you think that you can do great things, you will achieve great things. Perception is a value treasure that opens up a world of endless possibilities. It is an amazing key that if we can really get rid of this thinking, and perception is something that we struggle with at different levels on our journey as we are faced with life's challenges and the obstacles and the barriers that come our way. But I want us to understand that when we shape up our perception, we reshape our thinking, and our mindset is that of one that will win. Motivational Mondays and our Shape Up series is designed to support you in keeping the momentum from one win to the next. So I want you to know today you need to have your pens, your notepads, your laptops, your iPhones, your iPads, your tablets, whatever you need, because we're diving into the deep end of the pool today on perception. How do you view you? Is a question that I have for you. And I want to share with you the law of substitution. Because the law of substitution states that we draw to us what we believe. And we earn a living and behave in a manner consistent with our self-concept. And, you know, this law of substitution for Coach Adams and this whole process of perception and how we view and perceive ourselves and this mindset of success was really key for me in this past week as I was in negotiations on a contract. And it was so amazing to me because I really and truly knew my value and my self-worth, and I had to stand firm on that. It wasn't that I was thinking more highly of myself, but I knew my value. As the law of substitution states, we earn a living and we behave in a manner consistent with our self-concept. And we draw to ourselves what we believe. You know, I saw this really cute photo today that someone sent me, and it was this little cat looking at himself in the mirror, and he saw a lion. And this is really what we're talking about today. How do you perceive you? And as you know, I've shared on the subject of perception before, but I bring it to you from a different point of view today, again, because this area of perception, as I shared, it is a rich treasure. It is a jewel, a platinum key that if we can really get it, it will shift so many things on our journey. And I wanted to bring it to you in a different point of view because our perception is based on words, and words convert to thoughts and will either build us up or tear us down, destroy us from the inside out. You know, I got up close and personal with this very subject of perception. And if you're a regular listener here on Motivational Mondays, you may have at some point heard me share this story, but it's so significant and it made such an impact in my life around this topic of perception. My dad had been diagnosed with esophageal cancer, and long story short, he was told that he had to have surgery. And of course, the doctors, when you are going into surgery, they have to tell you all of the intimate details of the good and the not so good. The good was, if you survive and make it off the table, Mr. Adams, you're going to have a long recovery. It's going to be tough, but if you make it off the table and get on the other side, once you get through that recovery, all will be well. You would have made it victoriously on the other side. And, of course, Coach Adams is paraphrasing in my way to make the point, but you get it. On the other side of that, again, we're talking about perception. You may not make it off the table, Mr. Adams. And, of course, no more needs to be stated about if you don't make it off the table. So my dad went into surgery under this perception of all he heard was not when you make it off the table, but you may not make it off the table. And so his perception was when he went into surgery, you're not going to make it off the table, the operating table. And so he went into surgery, his mindset, his perception, and I saw it as if it happened yesterday. I can see his face when he separated from me in the hallway and they were taking him, prepping him for surgery. The reality of the fact that you may not make it off the table was so great that he went in with this heaviness and his thoughts because of those words. Remember, our perception is based on words, and words convert to thoughts, and they will build or destroy us from the inside out. And in this case with my dad, that perception of those words destroyed him. So he went into surgery defeated. And although he came out of surgery, mentally, he never made it off of the table. He came out of surgery in a semi-comatose state because of his perception. And unfortunately, needless to say, 3 months of being in the semi-comatose state, he passed on and transitioned. Why do I share this with you? Because we must understand that the language we speak determines how we think, and it will affect everything that we see, how we see everything. And so the reality is, if we can immerse ourselves in the right language, we have the ability, and this is why I'm so excited today, we have the ability to rewire our thinking. And my question to you, our global listening audience, listening into Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today, presented by Inspired Media for You, as we're talking about and evaluating our language of perception and determining what language do we perceive. Because whatever language I perceive, based on those words that have been spoken, that language is going to manifest what I actually achieve. It's so powerful. This language that I speak, is it a language of life or death? Because if it's a language of death, everything is going to be driven around death. You know, and I often share that I had a dear friend in my life, and she could always see death in a situation. The glass was always half empty. It was never full. And that was her language. If there was something negative to find in a situation, I must say she could find it. Why? Because when she looked in the mirror, that was the perception. Negativity. For whatever reason, that was her perception. Beautiful person. Had it going on, but yet could always see the negative, the death in the situation. And so therefore, the language that she spoke and the language that she perceived was a language of death. And it was spoken through the words that she would speak. The language of life is one that, regardless of the circumstances, you can always find life in the circumstances. Your perception is that of life. Someone can speak death, and you can put a spin on it because your perception is the perception of life. Your perception is that that is positive versus negative. And so as we are examining our perception today, I trust that you are being provoked to examine. When you have the opportunity to speak valued words and you put these words in the atmosphere, are you speaking a language that stimulates life? Because whatever language you speak, that is the language that determines how you will think. And it is that thought process that will affect how you see everything. When you look in the mirror, and I often do this in a counseling setting, a coaching environment, I ask people, pull out a mirror. What do you see? How do you perceive you? And it's so interesting when you have someone pull out a mirror and they begin to look in that mirror and they start to state what they see. That helps us to get to that root cause of why we are not achieving more. And when you pull out the mirror, and I want to give you this journey work, to pull out the mirror in your private moment or stand in front of the mirror in your private time, in a private moment, and as Shakespeare often says, and I reference it often, to thine own self be true. Between you and you, speak what you see. Stand in the mirror. As Michael Jackson would say, I'm looking at the man in the mirror. And remember this illustration of the little cat looking in the mirror, and the little cat sees a lion. He doesn't see this little cat, but he sees a fierce lion. When you look in the mirror, what is your perception? And expanding upon what is your perception, understanding that our perception is based on words. And you have the ability to change your perception. What I love about the image of the little cat looking in the mirror and seeing a lion, no one told the little cat that the little cat was a cat. But his perception was that of a lion. And I want you to know that when you increase your perception of you, everything around you, the world around you, begins to change. Because the language that you speak is now that language that's shaping your thinking, and everything that you see is affected by that. And as we stated, if you immerse yourself in the right language, you have the power to rewire your thinking. Do you go into a battle, and when you go into that battle, you are already defeated? When you look at a situation, do you see hope, or do you feel hopeless in a situation? Your point of view, is it that of one that is positive, or is it negative? Again, we're talking about perception. When you look at your vision, when you look at your goal, do you see, and your dreams, do you see something that is possible, or do you perceive something that is impossible? Because whatever your perception is, that is what you are going to manifest out of your life. You know, I love when life speaks. You know, earlier today I was preparing for today's show, and I had the encounter with this young lady, and we just ended up getting into and engaging in a conversation. I don't know her. She doesn't know me. And she was feeling frustrated. And she was feeling frustrated, real life story. And here she didn't know that she was connecting with the coach. And she didn't know that tonight on Motivational Mondays that I'm going to be talking about perception. So she started to, what I call, my mentors call, emceeing. She started murmuring and complaining. She opened up and she shared, you know, I just got a job, but it's only part-time. Oh, my gosh. Hear the weight of that. It's only part-time. I said, what? She was like, I don't know what's happening with this job market, and I'm not minimizing that whatever the circumstances, she's dealing with the real for her. But the eternal optimist in me is like, at least you got a job that's part-time. You could still not have a job, but yet she's focusing on what she doesn't have, that she doesn't have a full-time job. And I said, wow. I said, I see this as such an awesome opportunity for you. I said, please understand, I know that, you know, when rent is due and all of that, you have to have the resources. I said, but look at this great opportunity. Although it's part-time, you now have your toe in the door. So you can now kick down the door and show them what you're able to do. I said, and they will create a full-time position for you because of what you bring to the table. So what an amazing opportunity. And she stepped back and she said, wow, you know what? That is a great way to look at this. She said, you know, I was so focused on the fact that it wasn't a full-time opportunity that I wasn't appreciating that I have this opportunity. And how many of us is our perception exactly that, like I was sharing with you? The dear friend that could always find the negative in a situation. And you know, when you are that person that is constantly negative, it's like you suck the life out of everybody around you. they don't want to be around you because your perception is so negative. Regardless of the circumstances, you can always pick apart a situation. But the wonderful thing is that you don't have to stay in that negative place. And we understand that that perception is a result of those words that have been spoken that have caused these specific thoughts. And the whole process of understanding today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is that you can and have the ability to rewire that. When you hear yourself going to a negative place, pull that back. Try to find positive in any situation. Because do you know the reality is, because perception is key. That's what we're talking about. When we can change our perception, woo, we have tapped into this great treasure. Because no longer am I moving from a place of limit, but now I'm operating based on a mindset that is limitless. You know, it brings me to an individual that I can't think of his name right now, but his name is Nick, and his mission is without limbs. He literally doesn't have limbs, but yet he's accomplishing so much. So he didn't perceive the limits of I don't have limbs. He's finding ways and how can I do with what I have. What is your perception? Are you doing with what you have? Take off the limits. There are no boundaries. The only boundaries that we have, the only limits that we have are the limits that we place on ourselves, the limits that we perceive. You know, my cousin is one that I love hearing her journey because she's had a number of job opportunities that literally they crafted that opportunity just for her. They didn't even have that position, and they crafted a position for her. And because she has been one that has shared this, and I'm seeing this and hearing this, that in the corporate setting, there, even in that, if you're in a corporate setting, there are no limits. And what I was sharing with this young lady today, I said, get your toe in that door and do what you need to do to shine so that they now create a position for you. I just, you know, by God's grace, got this amazing contract. And what's so awesome is that, one, they weren't looking to solidify a contract, but they created, we together created an opportunity for me that they didn't even plan on creating. But because my cousin's story, that helped to expand my mindset to say, don't think about trying to fit into the mold of this box. There's no limit. Allow the box, quote unquote, allow the box to be created for you. You create it. Because the only limit that we have are the limits that we place on ourselves. I trust that you're really making the connection with what's being shared today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, around this rich and insightful subject of perception. And I so want to hear from you. This is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the richness of the discussion. And so I want you to know that we are opening our lines and the broadcast is open. We encourage you to engage and interact with us if you have a question or a comment around today's subject. press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are on your electronic device, you do need to dial in. To dial in, you would dial and call 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. Again, press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. I really want to hear from you. I want to know, have you gotten anything from what you heard? What are you taking away in hearing this matter of perception? Is there a shift being made in you? Just in hearing this dynamic of perception, are you now seeing where you can make a shift and change just by changing the word deposit, that you allow yourself to hear the words, that you allow yourself to see? I want to hear from you. Meanwhile, we're going to continue in today's broadcast, but at any point, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Let's reflect back and summarize on what have we talked about so far, because it's important to really understand as we are unpacking, as I get tongue-tied, unpacking, taking and peeling back the layers of this term, perception. And, you know, again, for me, this is so personal, because when I really got and understood the magnitude of this, and sometimes as people get frustrated in my life because they know that certain things I don't want to hear. If you're going to be negative, if you're going to go to the I can't, then woe is me. It's hard for me to process that. Now, maybe you can, and this is not a judgment. It's not, I'm just saying, for me, it just doesn't connect with the fibers of my being, knowing who I am, that even though I may not have fully arrived and I'm still in process, on the inside of me is that I can do all things. On the inside of me, the perception is it is possible. Figure out how to, not going to that negative of how can't I, but rather figuring out how can I. And so I don't know what your perception is today, but I want you to leave today's broadcast feeling more empowered, feeling like, wow, I can. This vision is doable. These goals are achievable. This dream is possible. That you would take off the limits, the perception of limits, and replace limits with limitless. That you would peel away the fog of impossible, and you would replace that with possible. That you would put on the rose-colored glasses of hope and break the glasses that tell you it's hopeless. That you would see yourself achieving, looking in the mirror like the little cat and seeing the lion roaring so strong, courageous and bold, moving in the direction of your dreams and taking the necessary steps that you need to take to execute on each and every thing that you have once said was impossible, that now you would see it as possible. I exhort you today that you look in the mirror when you close out today's broadcast, or look in the mirror now and begin to speak life to your life. Begin to speak into not who you are today, where you are today, but where you are going. Begin to call out that person. Begin to call out that vision. Begin to speak achievement over those goals. Begin to speak achievement over those dreams. Because whatever the mind of man can conceive, that it will also achieve. I believe that that's a quote by Zig Ziglar, if I'm not mistaken, or Napoleon Hill. Probably Napoleon Hill, The Laws of Success. Whatever the mind of man can conceive, meaning whatever you can see on the inside, not externally with your natural eye, but you can see with your internal eyes, whatever the mind of man can conceive, that it will also achieve. What are you seeing is the question. And if you're not liking what you are achieving, it is because of your perception. Ouch! Coach Adams, did you say that? Yes, I did. And I'm telling you, I stepped on some of my own toes. I'm in process with you. But I know the reality of making that shift, that we have to perceive things differently in order to achieve differently. Because if you're continuing to see things from the same point of view and you're thinking that it's going to change, you are walking and living in insanity. You see, insanity is doing things over and over and over and over again and expecting different results. If you don't like the results that you are currently yielding, you have to step back and do a check on, one, the language that you're speaking. Are you speaking the language of success? You know, I often talk about the circle of trust, that circle around you, those individuals that are speaking words into your life. Because if you are around those that, you know, eagles, so if you're hanging with eagles, eagles speak a different language than a pigeon, a different language than a chicken, if we talk about this process of birth. They speak a different language. Yes, they all fly in the air, you know, the pigeon, the eagle, yes, they have the wings, they can fly, they, you know, birds of the air, but eagles are set apart. They're the leaders of the air. Pigeons are always in pack. Are you in the right pack? I would challenge you to get out of the pack, because if that pack is not supporting your perception through the words that they're speaking, you're in the wrong circle. You need to change your circle. You need to reposition yourself. Because if your perception is that of the pigeon, that's what you're going to yield. Remember, we spoke about the law of substitution. We draw to us what we believe. And if you believe that you can only hang with the pigeon, then that is what you are drawing to you. If you believe that you are an eagle, if you believe that you are the little cat who's looking in the mirror and sees a lion, you're going to roar like a lion. You're going to soar like an eagle. And remember that the law of substitution states that we earn a living and behave in a manner consistent with our self-concept. You know, I was sharing with you that I was in this negotiation, and it was so funny when I submitted the first, because, you know, I love to share bringing real life, letting life speak to encourage and empower you on your journey. And it's so interesting because I submitted an offer, And they came back and they said, this offer is too rich for our blood. I said, oh, okay, you can give a counter offer. And I knew what my bottom line was. And the counter offer was, you know, it wasn't there at my bottom line yet. So I recountered. And they said, no, I don't know. We're going to have to take this to upper management. We don't know. It's still kind of rich for our blood. Don't think we can do it. They said, we don't think we can do it. I said, okay, well, you know, I was okay with maybe it's not the right season. But I remember the law of substitution, that we earn a living and behave in a manner consistent with our self-concept. I knew I wasn't, quote-unquote, perceiving myself higher than others, but that the offer was very fair based on knowing the market. And you know what was so awesome is that they were surprised that I countered their counter. But they came back and said, okay, initially it's too rich for our blood, but came back and said, okay. And I share that with you being transparent because your perception of you, not that you think highly of yourself, exalting yourself over others, but that you know your value, your perception, knowing your value, knowing the value of your vision, knowing the value of your goals, knowing the value of your dreams because of your perception. I just want to remind our global listening audience that our lines are open, and this is the time in our programming when we invite you to chime in. If you have a question or a comment, this is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're on your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. I would love to know, for those that are listening in, are you getting anything from what's being shared? Are you taking anything away? Are you being empowered? Is there any insight that you have now gleaned, or are you seeing anything differently? I want to thank our caller who is interacting with us. We love the interaction, the richness that comes from that. Area code 702, last four digits, 5600. You are live on Motivational Monday with Coach Adams. Welcome. What's your question or comment?
Good evening, Coach Adams, and thank you for reminding me to listen to Motivational Monday. I was tremendously blessed with this, your dialogue tonight, because I've been through everything that you said, and now I'm ready to fly like an eagle.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that.
I'd like for you to know that I'm ready to birth my business, and I am real excited about it. And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger every day. You know, I will work on one part of it, and it'll give me something else. Got to put another, you know, thought, idea in my mind that just broadens. I want to thank you for bringing me out of that poor little old me. You know, because I was in that dark place. It took me a while to come out of it, but I know that I will be all right now. I know that I will be okay, and I want to thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. And you know what? I am so happy that you, one, took a risk and decided to chime in today, because someone else is listening and they can really relate to what you said. And just you being vulnerable and sharing has really empowered them, in addition to what they may have gotten, but to know that you too can pull yourself out and that we get into those downward spirals, but we don't have to stay there. And so I am encouraged by what you have shared today and the fact that you've gotten something from today that is supporting you and moving forward in your vision. Begin to just step out. Take a step. Even if it's a baby step, step out. And I love that you now are able to say, I perceive that it is doable. Despite all of the stuff, I know that I can. And I love that. Thank you for being such a faithful listener of Motivational Mondays. I truly appreciate that. I know that you will love and appreciate next week's installment of Motivational Mondays. We have a dynamite guest sharing with us next week in the virtual boardroom. Lori Battle will be talking about dream big against all odds. I think you'll really get something out of next week's guests, and we have a host of wonderful guests, not only in March and April that have already been solidified. Toward the end of the month, we're going to be speaking with a CPA, a tax specialist, and we're going to talk about don't let taxes get you down on the 27th. And, of course, we blend it in the midst of every month. We have our Shape Up series where we bring you a richness. In April, we have Dr. Cosette White rejoining us, the money coach, and we'll be talking about attracting the best. We solidified today for April the 24th, Lois Green out of Las Vegas, and we're going to be talking about dead presidents don't hold the power over your vision. We have some richness coming, so continue to listen and tune in to Motivational Mondays. Our goal is to bring you empowering programming that supports you on your journey to achieve more in birthing your vision, living out your dreams, and achieving your goals. So we're real excited about that. Again, our programming is open. We have about 10 minutes left this evening. If you want to jump in, it's not too late. But meanwhile, we're going to do a summary recap of what we have shared today, because there was so much information shared around this subject and the topic of perception. And there's great power, wisdom, insight when we understand that if I can move away from this stinking thinking, this perception that is not supporting my vision, not supporting my achievement of my goals, not supporting me living out my dreams, that this perception is a valued treasure that opens up a world of endless possibilities when I know and recognize that when I shape up my perception, I can reshape my thinking and my mind, and I now open up this world in a whole different way. Perception, again, is key. What is your perception? How do you perceive you? Because as a man or woman thinks in their heart, in their mind, on the inside, so is he or she. As you perceive yourself, the little cat looking in the mirror, seeing a lion. When you look in the mirror, do you see a whimpering little cat shaking, defecating because you don't see yourself based on where you're growing? Not necessarily where you are. We've all had circumstances and stuff that would try to beat us down. But do you know you don't have to maintain that perception that does not support where you're going? If you think you're nothing, you are and will achieve and manifest nothing. But if you begin to say, I'm going to manifest, you know, I remember when I made a shift in saying, okay, no longer will Coach Adams be consistently inconsistent with her brand, but she's going to be consistent at a whole nother level. Something different happened. It's like you flip this switch, just like our caller said. I'm ready now. You flip that switch, and perceptibly, when you flip that switch, whatever your challenge, issue, obstacle may be, when you make a shift from that perception that's defeating you to that perception and flipping that switch of I will, there's a different energy that rises up in you on the inside. And so I want you to know that today it's about flipping that switch of perception, understanding that when I can change my perception that is based on my thoughts, I reshape the outcome of my life, what I manifest, what I believe my value is from the inside out. Because our perception is based on words. So every word that was spoken creates a deposit in what I call, Coach Adams calls, your emotional bank account. And I did this wonderful writing on the power of words. Visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com, if you want to read this piece in its entirety. It's a very powerful piece about words and the impact of words, because I remember hearing growing up, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. And the reality is that many of us have been defeated on our journey, not because of sticks and stones and broken bones that will heal, but because of the words that were spoken. You know, you begin to speak your vision, and somebody said, girl, you can't. Man, you can't. It is too great. And you begin to internalize that. And so when you look in the mirror, your perception is, I can't. It's impossible. I can't do that. It's too great. But when you begin to shift your language, the language that you speak, the language that you speak determines how you think. And this language is based on your word selection, those words that you allow to be deposited in you, because those words that are deposited convert to the thoughts, and they will build you up or destroy you. They'll tear you down. And so I want to challenge you to make a conscious effort to shift the words that you're allowing to be deposited through your ear gates, through your eye gates, those portals of your soul. Because when they take root, if you continue to water those words of nothingness, that's what you will yield. Nothing. If you begin to water the words of all things are possible, I can do all things, that I am filled with hope. Every situation is a hopeful situation. Every situation is an opportunity versus it's not an opportunity. It's hopeless. Imagine a month from now where you will be. As you grow in this habit of speaking a different language, so that that language that you're speaking, as you immerse yourself in the right words, which now shapes and rewires your thinking. Because when we immerse ourselves in the right language, the language of I can, the language of I will, the language of it's possible, we will, in fact, see a shift. It looks like we have another question or comment from our caller, 702-5600. You are live here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams.
Coach Adams.
Yes, ma'am.
That was very positive. Oh, my God, you use a terminology and scenarios that were so easy to understand. And that little chicken, that little chicken is ready to fly again.
That chicken is no longer a chicken. That chicken is an eagle. When that chicken looked in the mirror, and this is what we're talking about, the perception shift, that chicken is an eagle. When that chicken looks in the mirror, it's an eagle.
It's an eagle. And I need to comment on what it's going to take to be that eagle after you talk yourself out of being a chicken.
Yes.
You got to work on it every day.
Yes.
Every day you have to get up with that thought. I got to work on it every day.
Every day.
Where it does nothing but to consume. Your dreams you have to consume your dreams and work on them.
Absolutely.
And I would really like to tell you about the new business I'm starting. You will be so proud of me.
Well, you know, I definitely want to hear all about it. I'm looking at the time currently, and I don't want you to feel pressed and have to cut it off. So, you know, you're welcome to give me a call offline because I want to hear about it. I want to hear all about it and talk about how I may be able to further assist you with my full circle of empowerment to move to another level in your vision. So give me a call at 310-289-2101. Let's talk about it. I want to hear more about it. And I do apologize that we now have to prepare to transition to bring today's installment of Motivational Mondays to a close, but I so appreciate you interacting with us. And I want to share with our global listening audience just a few things that I want you to think about as we close out today's broadcast. That one, wherever you are, if, like the caller said, if you are seeing yourself as a chicken, that you do not have to stay and reside in that point of view, that you have the power to shift your perception. If you take nothing away from today's broadcast as we close out today's installment, know that you have the power. You have the power based on the language that you speak. So when you make that conscious decision, as the caller said, it's a daily effort. When you make that conscious decision to speak words of life and hope to your life, you are now speaking a new language. You're speaking the language that supports you in being successful, that supports you in your vision, that supports you in achieving your goals, that supports you in living out your dreams. Because the language we speak determines, one, how we think, and it will affect how you see everything. And how we see things is how we move and govern ourselves. So how do you make a shift? Immerse yourself in the right language, the language of success, the language that now makes a deposit to support in rewiring your thinking from that negative stinking thinking, the language of life versus death, positive versus negative, hope versus hopeless, possible versus impossible. Please stay connected with us through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. We can continue this dialogue because, wow, how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. We appreciate you tuning in, our global listening audience, to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. You've heard who's on the horizon. We want you to stay connected, continue to tune in, receive your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration every Monday right here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. presented by Inspired Media for You. If you're not already a part of my network, please visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com, as a part of our full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey. We have our Win Shop Motivational Mondays. We have our Shape Up Winner Circle, Circle Groups, you name it, one-on-one coaching, speaking, training. It's all available for you, consulting. So visit CoachAdams.com. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. I coach and you win.